every year the tradition is you got to gobble down the Easter peeps. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to do a Easter peep karaoke. But we thought, let's try some of the new flavors. Because no better way to say, welcome back, Jesus, than to say, hey, let's celebrate with some chili lime mango peeps.
Oh, man.
Chili lime mango.
All right. Well, let's waste no time.
Okay.
Pop them in your mouth.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Because that's the one, the other ones seem like nothing.
Yeah,
This is the wild card.
Okay. I'm going to pass these around.
Okay.
All right.
Woody?
First impression?
It's very mango-y.
Okay, good, because I like mango. I'm worried about the chili.
It's got like a little bit of a citrusy flavor.
It's lime. All I taste is lime.
Well, I taste mango.
It's not bad.
It's not as scary as I thought.
Me either.
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah.
I mostly taste lime.
So yeah. I bought them yesterday, and they have some of the new flavors.
I don't think I'll eat it again.
Okay.
But it wasn't bad.
Well, you might in an hour when we do the karaoke.
Yes,
you might have to fill your mouth
with
it.
I don't think I would buy these at the store.
Okay, the next one up is the Rice Krispie Treat flavor.
Okay.
So this will probably be mostly just marshmallow.
Yeah.
I really don't expect a big surprise here. I think they're just going to take the chemical they drop into the Rice Krispie Treat vat at the factory and then just pour that into the peep vat.
I don't like it.
It tastes like a regular peep.
It tastes like cereal milk to me. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they...
It's very vanilla.
Yeah.
Not as good as it could be.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of a letdown.
It is.
I didn't think it'd be a letdown after the mango, but it
is. I agree.
It is. Okay, next we have Dr. Pepper flavored peeps.
Oh, man.
Bring it on. You know, Dr. Pepper is my jam.
I know. Everything is Dr. Pepper flavored now. I saw, when I was shopping for these, I found some Dr. Pepper flavored Tic Tacs. All right. Dr. Pepper. I don't really taste Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's like it's a very faint, bland Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Me, I have one Dr. Pepper every day of my life.
Yes.
So.
Let's see.
Does it tell you?
Yes. Jim, Dr. Pepper aficionado.
It doesn't land.
No.
I'm a Dr. Pepper lover.
Okay.
It comes short.
Surprisingly, out of the three, the chili lime mango was the best.
I know. I thought that the Rice Krispie Treat was going to be really good, and it was really, it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good.
It's funny. Off the air, we were talking about traditions with peeps. I like mine, I fear, and Jeannie, you like them the same way, where you like them where they sit out and get a little bit stale?
A little hard, yeah. They can't be, like, fresh out of the package. You have to let them out for, like, a day.
Yeah, let them breathe like a fine wine before you have
them. And then you can, like, pull them, and they're just right. But I'm surprised you guys like peeps. Cause...
Do you ever, to get the hardened shell, maybe open the plastic a few days before Easter so that the air can go in and get them partially stale like you like them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a planner. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got peeps. Somebody hand me a knife.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Back in the day, of course, they made Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and then Hershey bought them and changed the formula. And a lot of people were complaining, including the founders or the relatives of Mr. Reese, and said, no, these don't taste as good. So they've made a wonderful decision. They've just said, they're going back to the original formula.
Yay!
They were shamed into it.
Shamed into it, and I guess they'll start pumping out the traditional peanut butter cups coming up after the first of the year.
Good.
So.
After a spectacular launch yesterday, the Artemis craft is on its way in its mission to orbit the Earth right now. Then they're going to go off and orbit the moon in preparation of future missions in which they'll land on the moon and start to set up a base.
Very cool.
One problem, though. The fan for the bathroom wasn't working.
Oh, man.
And of all things to go wrong.
And it's four people in something they're saying is the size of two minivans having to live in all that equipment.
It's a little bit of confined space.
Yeah. Don't they seem to always have problems with the space toilets?
I mean, think about it. There's a lot going on. Sure, figuring out, like, you know.
Yeah, the bathroom switch.
Astral travel is one thing, but, you know, what are you going to do with... I mean, it's like being trapped in the car on a long road trip.
Who brought the Febreze? In space.
They fixed the fan, so
that's good.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, this is kind of cool. Former President Joe Biden, he and his family adopted two dogs from rescue in Tennessee.
Nice.
Yeah, really cool. They got them from Rescue Dog and End of Life Sanctuary. So they're living with the Biden family now.
Gotta love that.
Really
there you
cool.
go. Helping dogs.
Adopt, don't shop. If you like pina coladas
and getting caught in the rain. How long were they dating? They didn't know that about each other.
These are two terrible people.
They're just desperately trying to cheat on each other.
I know.
This is not a nice song.
If you were even remotely paying attention to each other's needs, you would have known that you guys...
coladas.
You were meant for each other.
And getting lost in the rain and stuff. It's like... God, come on. Think it through.
Jeez.
You know, we could have complained this about that song when it came out 40 years ago, but we weren't around then.
No.
So. We didn't have a radio show then, so we can have to tell you now.
Holding it in.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits. 93.3 is the Woody and Jim Show. We have Gender Wars coming up in a couple of minutes. One of the biggest movies, of course, or of the summer, is going to be the... Super Mario Galaxy movie that is open now.
It'll probably still be playing in the summer because those movies make like $1 billion.
Right.
Jeez.
Came out in theaters, I think, midnight last night, the night before.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people having a celebration.
I went to it yesterday.
Oh.
Now, Jim has a movie podcast.
I'm a film reviewer.
Yes.
Yeah, so you didn't go just because you like wanted to sit in a theater.
No,
with
no,
Super Mario.
No.
Okay.
My podcast friends wanted to review the movie.
Okay.
I think they just wanted to do it to mess with me.
It was April Fool's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Being a adult man by himself sitting watching the Mario Brothers
in a kid movie.
No, there was only two other people there, and one was a 30-year-old man, one was probably a 40-year-old man.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah. the demo that they're looking for was not at the theater.
They want every... I mean, you say that this is for kids. It's not for kids.
Really?
Yes. Kids will be interested in it because it's a bright, shiny object, but
yeah.
Mario Brothers has been around since 1985,
yeah.
So it's, you know, 50, 40 years of people just like absolutely loving this game.
Right.
Sitting for 50 hours straight playing it.
That,
so
that's a good point.
That's who they're going for.
And they no longer have parents saying, no, you can't go.
And they have kids. Like, oh,
they
I'm
have their own
take,
kids, right?
Yeah. Kid says, I don't want to go. You're going. I want to go. It was a bit of a slog.
Uh huh.
Okay. Like, animation's really beautiful. Story sucks. So, I mean, this movie is made for nothing more than if you've spent your whole life investing in these characters and you want to go spend some time with them, this movie is for you.
So okay. It's super fans and perhaps six-year-olds.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly. As for me, as like, you know, I don't know, I've played it throughout my life.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But it was like, picture the most boring person dancing reasonably well in front of you. Okay? They're a really boring person, but while they're dancing, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
After
right.
2 hours of dancing, you're like, this isn't
this
that
is
good.
Enough.
I'm over it.
And the second they stop dancing, you're super boring and I don't remember anything.
So, Jim, I'm preparing for his movie podcast, sitting there in the dark by himself, taking notes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He brought a notebook.
Oh, my gosh.
These are the notes I scribbled
all
in the dark.
All it says is boring. I'm kidding.
Did you have a coal miner's helmet on with a light on it so you could see your notes?
No, I have a pen.
Oh, that has
my
a light.
Gosh.
It's got a little red light where
Ooh.
the pen writes.
Well, that's
Ooh,
nice.
You're
being respectful
so I can
in
write
the theaters.
In the dark.
Right.
Yes. Those two other grown men in the theater were very
And it matches Mario.
I'm going
it's
to
red,
win.
Yeah. It's red.
We are going to have a little experiment here. It is Easter Peep karaoke. Can we sing karaoke with Easter Peeps shoved in our mouths?
Whew. We'll see.
All right.
Can't sing normally, so this should be fun.
You've chosen the Dr. Pepper flavored peeps.
Man, I can smell mine right now.
And I'm going to go with double peeps in your mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Because you're a real man. Okay. Are you ready?
As band leader says, hit it. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Rock them. They don't have to pull on the red line. As a gentleman, they don't have to stand up on to the night.
Yes!
Woo!
Very nice.
And now, I'm going to uncontrollably jump around the room
because of all the sugar you just ingested.
Oh my gosh.
It's Dr. Pepper flavored sugar. Make it even better.
Oh man.
All right, Gina, have you made your selection?
Yes.
And you have the...
I have the mango chili lime mango.
Okay, which is actually the most flavorful of all the new peeps we've tried.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not as frightening as it sounds.
Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Double peep?
I am.
Two peeps.
One peep.
Two peeps.
Two peep.
Get two peeps in there. Two peeps.
Red peep, blue peep.
And here we go. What I want. You got me tucked behind the handle. Like fingers on the candle.
Joyous, what looked like a medical emergency karaoke moment.
It did.
Nice.
You kind of had the peeps just laying. It's like you had insulation in your mouth.
I have a canker sore, too. So this this feels really good.
So the sugar is stinging just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's making my dreams come true.
Okay. I've got my song ready to go. And
what flavor you got?
I've got the Rice Krispie treat flavor.
All right. Nice.
All right.
All right, two peeps in the mouth at once.
Two peepers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is favorite?
Wait a minute. Well, you know I'm going to be. I'm going to be the man who gets a next to you.
You.
Looks like you're frothing in the mouth.
I'm going to be the man who goes along with you.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, you sound exactly like the drunk people that usually sing that song.
So true.
That's why I chose it. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, for the guys, we have Roman in Murfreesboro. For the ladies, we have April in Hendersonville. Good morning, you guys.
Hello.
All right, we have a starter question to warm up with.
Roman, what's the best advice you could give to somebody visiting Nashville?
Well, two things. Try to find some alternate means of transportation, sorry. Mm. And for God's sakes, please don't move here.
That's good advice, yeah.
Like it.
Come here, leave your money and leave.
April, what about you? What advice would you give to somebody visiting Nashville?
Stop wearing cowboy boots and cowboy hats. It makes you a target for people wanting to solicit you. Also, if you're going to wear the cowboy boots, wear them before you get here, because I'm tired of seeing you walk barefooted holding your overpaid.
Yes!
Yeah, because they hurt your feet because they're brand new. They haven't been broke in.
April just had a preach segment.
That was very good.
Yeah,
that
you both did.
I love it.
Downtown, I'm over it.
Yeah. I bet you are.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin with some multiple choice questions.
All right. April, is Riddle a company that sells football, baseball, or hockey equipment?
Baseball.
Yes.
Woo!
They make helmets.
All right, Roman. For the movie La La Land, did Ryan Gosling have to learn to play the guitar, the saxophone, or the piano?
Guitar.
No, the piano.
I know it's not the best answer, but he does play the keytar in that movie.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh.
But that's just a...
Because it's Ryan Gosling and there's nothing he can't do.
That's true.
And he does it sexy as hell.
Can't give you a point, though.
Am I still talking?
I'm just want to give him credit.
April, finish this iconic catchphrase from the original Top Gun movie. I feel the need...
Oh, my gosh. For speed?
Yeah.
Yes.
For speed.
Exactly.
Good job. All right. You got a 2-0 lead. That means, Roman, you got to get this one right to stay in it.
Roman, Simple Truth is the organic store brand at which supermarket?
Oh, wow. I know this. It is...
out of time.
It's Kroger.
It's Kroger.
Oh. I know. You can picture it, right?
That was tough.
It's a victory for April. April and April, doing well so far.
And whatever you said about people wearing cowboy boots downtown, they need to put that on a plaque somewhere. Mm-hmm. Where the Visitors Bureau.
Right?
I like that.
Congratulations, both of you. For April, we've got tickets for you to go to Monster Jam. Enjoy that. Thanks to both you guys. We're going to play this again every weekday between 7:20 and 8:20. You've been a wonderful guest, and I'm talking myself into a corner. And I'm trying to get to the words. Totally Hits 93.3.
You did it! I think we're still all sugared up from all those peeps we ate earlier.
I blame the Easter peep taste test.
Yeah. Our brains are still swimming.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! You want to see the Easter peep taste test? Follow us, Woody and Jim, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Remember last July, Elon Musk, his Boring Company, they said, you know what? We're going to take Nashville into the future with our Tesla tunnel. The Music City Loop is what they're calling it. They're still working on it. And it's amazing. They have now come out with a prediction of how well it's going to do.
It's going to be so super awesome. How?
I believe they say it will be able to transport between 20,000 and 30,000 people per hour. All riding in Teslas, which I guess would, seat probably four people.
There's no way.
At the most.
Right.
So, now, Jim, you made an analogy like with Bridgestone Arena and the capacity.
Yeah, it's like almost two of those.
Yeah, imagine.
Filled with people through those tiny tunnels getting in and out of little cars.
If you imagine going to a sold-out Predators game, take that crowd and double it, and then stick them in that tunnel.
Yep.
It's going to be amazing.
they know how to come up with some ways to sell this thing. They were also the ones that said, and we're going to do a tunnel from Nashville to Knoxville.
Very right.
So you can get there in 20 minutes.
Which, if you're going by car, it takes like over 3 hours to get to Knoxville.
It's about two and a half, three.
Two and a half, three, yeah.
Yeah. All right. But still, even flying, I think, takes longer than 20 minutes.
If you get into a car and then you get into a tunnel, you probably have to go about 500,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, is it like going to be one of those tubes like you put your money in at the drive-thru at the bank?
Yeah.
Then they have to put you in a decompression chamber for like 7 hours when you're done. That sounds great. The future is now, you guys.
All right. Well, let's hold on. I see. I want it to be a bet. Don't just say like, it's going to be awesome. Say if it doesn't go this fast, then, Elon has to shave his head or,
dress
like a chicken. And, just like those kind of, elementary school kind of things. Like if ever all the kids read a book.
He has to kiss a pig.
The principal's going to kiss a pig. Yeah, exactly.
I did the math. Okay. Well, ChatGPT did the math.
All right. Okay.
So you would have to be driving 540 miles an hour to make it from Nashville to Knoxville in 20 minutes.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Which is faster than jet fly. Gina, you had a question that you just came across.
Yeah.
What does it ask?
What is the one thing Nashville gets right that other cities don't?
Oh, we get hospitality right. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What else?
We complain about it a lot, but our airport is actually really nice.
It is.
Once you get out of the traffic and into the airport, it's actually nice.
Yeah.
99% of my problems are just on the roads
around
the airport. Yeah.
Right.
For the most part, it's a clean airport. Runs pretty well. People are friendly.
They're never understaffed.
Yeah. Security is not that big of a deal. So, compared to other airports, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess yesterday, the biggest plane ever to land here landed. It's a British Airways plane that carries 480 people.
Jeez.
That's big.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a giant plane.
Yeah.
So these are the ones that they're doing the to and forth from London.
Yeah.
The direct flights.
Stops, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool,
wow.
So we'll be able to see it pretty often. That's exciting.
I think, every afternoon, I don't know, 6 o'clock or something like that-ish.
That's pretty cool.
Well, also, they are going to be shutting down the right lane on the outbound road that connects Terminal Drive to Interstate 40.
Oh, great.
That's going to be closed through May 4th.
Once again, once you get in the airport, it's really nice. Good luck getting out of the airport and to wherever your destination is.
I know. It's like, hey, we don't have to worry about security lines. We have to worry about getting to the airport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
We just have to worry about people abandoning their cars on the interstate.
Right.
Playing the floor is lava game getting to the front door.
But once you get in, it's really nice.
Yeah.
For the first time since 1972, we got some astronauts up there.
Woo!
Artemis 2 took off yesterday after a long holding period. They have to go triple, double, quadruple check everything before they lift off. You know, we were on the back. You know, it was a nice day out there watching it on our phones, as all Americans do.
That's right. In the glorious 2-inch screen in front of our hands.
As God intends us to see everything.
I saw a video of somebody on a plane, and they got, like, sight of it.
Oh, yeah.
Launching.
Right. They took video from the plane of it, you know, actually coming from below.
That'd be a really cool sight.
That was wild.
Cool.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that says, oh, my God, why'd they let a plane get that close? But it's, like, super far.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, you could barely, you couldn't see the ship, yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, it's a kind of landmark crew, as they have the first African-American, the first woman to go on a moon flight.
Yeah.
First Canadian. How'd he get in there?
What?
He snuck in, but then he said he was sorry.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. What's this all about?
What?
A Canadian's the only one it's safe to make fun of. But I guess they went through the same doors the Apollo astronauts went through as they left the Kennedy Space Station, I guess, in 1972, which was the last time.
Last time, yeah.
And I guess there's a tradition. I didn't know this. There's like a superstition thing they do where they all sit down before they get on, you know, on the ship, and they play cards, and until everybody loses a hand. That way they figured they're leaving all the bad luck behind them.
Okay.
Which I thought, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of a neat little tidbit.
Yeah, unless it's like beginner's luck and the one person like never stops winning.
Right. Somebody keeps winning.
Guess we can't go.
Come on, Brenda, let's go. We got to go.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Leading up to Easter, the craze is the 10-pound Easter Bunny chocolate from Costco. It's about $140, and the 10 pounds of milk, white, and dark chocolate form the Easter Bunny that contains 22,650 calories. It's about $140 bucks.
Jeez.
And they suggest on the packaging to make it into, you know, bite-sized portions that you wrap the bunny into a blanket and give it a bold whack with a mallet.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be the fun part.
Yeah.
What better way to say welcome back, Jesus?
Yep.
Xfinity is having a contract dispute with News Channel 5, so they dropped them. So if you're on Xfinity, you won't be able to watch Channel 5 until they get this all settled. Dang. So you have to go somewhere else for your people dressed up pretending to be cowboy shows.
I love how all the streaming services like fight against each other and then use you as the pawn in the war. Like, it was a Disney. Have they made up with YouTube TV?
Yes. Thankfully.
Okay.
Finally.
That was months long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there'll be rate increases to make up
for
it.
Oh, totally.
Yay for all of us.
Yep.
They want our money.
Well, as I boldly predicted yesterday, Nashville is going to be trying to get the Super Bowl here in 2030.
Right now it's going to Vegas in 2029.
Yes.
And we want the next one.
We want the next one. So, I mean, the NFL draft, we hosted it. It was one of the best. It had the most people. So the city can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium will be done. Mm-hmm. We'll have, like, broken it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it'll be old by then.
We'll start working on the next one.
Exactly. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, 93.3. Plans for the day?
Going to Children's Hospital.
Yep. You
can visit with the kids at Seacrest Studios.
Woo!
Which is always a blast.
Always fun.
And then later recording a podcast and giving my expanded view of the Mario movie.
Mm. Mario!
It's rated R. Some brief nudity, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also going to, of course, go to the Children's Hospital. We do that the first Thursday of every month at Vanderbilt, playing bingo with the kids. That'll be a lot of fun. Then my girlfriend is having her phone delivered today, and somebody has to sign for it. She's going to be down visiting some friends in Mount Pleasant, so I'll just be sitting by the mailbox with a pen.
Waiting for the Amazon truck to show up?
Yeah, but it would be nice outside, at least for now.
That's a good day for it.
I am finishing some last-minute work things for my work conference next week.
Yeah.
And today I'm going to pack, because last time I waited till the last minute, and nobody wants to see that. So
didn't go well.
No. So talk about a sugar high. That was not right. Cute. So I'm going to try and pack for me and Paisley today.
All right. Good luck. Thoughts and prayers will be with you.
Thank you.